The super committee didn't do it. After 2 months of talks, the 12-member panel couldn't agree on how to cut the budget, cut the deficit. Tom Shoups, the editor-in-chief of Government Executive Magazine, and here to talk about why and how it'll impact agencies. Good to talk to you. You've been doing writing some good stuff about this, you and your colleagues. It's good to talk to you about it.
Well, thanks.
I mentioned before we went on the air, the super committee, the impact is maybe kind of uncertain because all of the pay and benefits issues are not resolved. Nobody really knows where any of that is going to go. But what seems to me to be more significant than the super committee stuff is the fact that we actually got five appropriations bills or one bill, but covering five agencies last week. That's unheard of over the past several years.
Yeah, it is true. They're way ahead of schedule in terms of getting some of the appropriations done. Of course, it is after the fiscal year has already started.
They're ahead of the screwy schedule that they've adopted over the last, like, decade.
But, yeah, that is – they pretty much last summer in the debt ceiling deal resolved, where the targets were going to be for 2012. So it shouldn't be shaping up to be not as bad as last year, which is, of course – thinking in relative terms.
Yeah, really. Not saying much. Now, I've been asking people on the air, off the air, and I want to ask you, when it comes to the super committee, is this doomsday like people are making it out to be, or is that just kind of overdoing it a little bit?
Well, I think in essence it is. I mean, this is the whole super committee concept was fairly flawed from the beginning because it essentially, said, you kids shape up or I'm sending you to your room a year from now. So there's just an awful lot that can happen. And that, in retrospect, although I have to say, I'm glad you didn't ask me last week to make a prediction. I would have predicted, actually, I'll admit, that they would have gotten something done because the pattern is that this year is that Congress waits till the absolute last minute and then does the absolute minimum they can do. Well, it turns out in this case, the minimum they could do is nothing. And that's what they decided to opt for because that's a whole other year before the real cuts kick in, which gives them presumably plenty of time to modify that. Although presumably what they will actually do is not do anything until after the elections, and then we'll have, one heck of a lame duck session next fall to figure out what to do in advance of these, big cuts coming.
See, if you would have given me that prediction, I would have had to have given you one of these today. Because just we got nothing. The thing about this that killed me the most, too, is that all the stories that I saw yesterday had revolved around the fact that not only did they not do anything, but now they're going to try to rescind sequestration. So that whole threat that was hanging over them this whole time is they're at least going to try to make that go away. Now, the president's said that he would override it or that he would veto it. But I have a hard time believing that in this environment that we're in, where who knows what could happen next, they couldn't turn around and override the veto.
Well, yeah, although overriding any veto is kind of a long shot. But he was also pretty narrow in what he said he would do. He said he would veto any effort to just throw out sequestration.
Right.
Well, there's a lot you could do short of just throwing it out that would significantly alter it that
you
might sign on to. They could come up with some plan that was much less than what the sequester would call for, and he might sign that, and he could say, well, we didn't throw out sequestration. So it's a little hard to tell exactly what he's signing on to there.
Here's my fear, and this is something that you and I have talked about quite a few times in the past. I don't think that the average citizen discerns between the executive branch and the legislative branch. So my fear is Congress continues to screw around like this and do silly stuff, and the average citizen's opinion, not just of Congress, but of government as a whole, continues to deteriorate to the point where all the currency, figuratively speaking, is spent, and nobody has any trust in the ability of anybody in this city to get anything accomplished.
Yeah, I think that's largely right. I take a maybe slightly different view. I think, by and large, the American people just don't care much about the executive branch agencies, that they essentially take them for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And when asked how they think the government is doing, what they tend to be evaluating is Congress and the White House. And there they take an incredibly dim view of it, which I think does That means that when their perception of the government continues to get lower and lower, I just don't understand why members of Congress seem to think that doing the things which have caused their approval ratings to get lower and lower, that they should keep on doing those things. Like, they just keep doubling down on the same tactics of not reaching any kind of compromise and trying to score points against the other side by saying it's all their fault.
It's unbelievable stuff. Have a great Thanksgiving, Tom, and I'll talk
all
to you
right.
next week.
You too.